Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it is 8:41 now, a rainy Friday. Do you realize that we are just a little more than a week away from Easter? And yeah, it's getting here quickly. A lot of springtime gatherings planned around the holiday and just celebrating spring and a chance to finally, get out of our cocoons. Joining us right now, talk a little bit more about spring entertaining celebrity chef Jamie Gwen. Chef, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I'm very glad to be with you. We're beckoning spring, but it hasn't come yet.
No, it hasn't. I was looking at my my patio furniture yesterday thinking soon we'll get out here and we'll start to entertain and have fun and hang out. But, what are some things that we should be thinking about if we're doing Easter dinner or brunch or just having a springtime gathering?
Of course. Yes, of course. And we can certainly welcome spring with a menu that inspires, and then we can wait for a few more days at least for some more sun. I put together a menu of my favorite ingredients and from a chef's perspective, some insight to tell you that quality matters, but you knew that. If we could, I'd like to start talking about butter because I do believe that butter makes everything better.
Mm-hmm.
It is a crucial ingredient for flaky pie crusts, right? And rich sauces and fluffy cakes. But I wonder if you would believe me if I told you my secret ingredient in delicious deviled eggs, quintessential Easter, right? My secret ingredient is butter.
Really?
Seriously.
I've never heard
of
that.
I know. It makes everybody think twice. And I love that. You know why? Because we all love butter. If you're a food lover, you love the mouthfeel. You love the texture. You love all the creamy goodness. And when you add a little bit of butter softened at room temperature to the mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, salt, pepper, egg yolk mixture that you fill your deviled eggs with, it is like deviled eggs for the win, like out of this world good. But not all butters are the same. So I will tell you, I was raised on Challenge butter, and I have long been a Challenge butter fan, even as a professional chef, because it is made with freshly churned cream from family farmer-owned dairies for more than a century now. And I use it for my ham glaze, and I use it on spring vegetables. They also have a spreadable tub of butter. It's sea salted, either with canola oil or olive oil. Now, I have a toddler who has zero patience, so it's brilliant to spread right away out of the fridge. It's also delicious on a French baguette. I use it on the exterior of a grilled cheese sandwich. But please choose wisely. I choose Challenge and add some butter to your deviled eggs and then take all the credit because it's outrageously delicious.
What are some of the things we can do to kind of, embrace the spring feeling, the spring theme, really lean into it?
Sure. I like to lean into spring because it leads into summer. And from your summer barbecues, which aren't here yet, to your current spiral sliced ham for the holiday, I think that baked beans are a really fabulous holiday side dish pairing. Everybody loves them. There's something to be said for the richness and the heartiness and all the goodness, sweet and savory, right?
Mm.
I like Bush's brown sugar hickory baked beans personally. They're slow cooked to perfection. I love the sweet sauce, the brown sugar, the mustard, the hickory flavor. But there is something new that I'm excited to share because it's been very well received. And that is, if you've not tried Bush's zero sugar added baked beans, they are new to the lineup. They have all of the iconic Bush's flavor that you love without the added sugar. And I'll tell you, they are delicious. I've done a side-by-side taste test. And for those who are looking to lower or are cautious of their sugar intake, this is a really big epiphany in the world of baked beans. So kudos to Bush's for being progressive. But they're Bush's zero sugar added baked beans, and I think they deserve a place on your holiday table for sure.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me. You've given us some great ideas. Anything else that we should add to the menu?
Yes. This is so important. So, Paul, we are experiencing a focaccia trend. You've seen everyone making focaccia from scratch. It's a beautiful process, but one that's a bit belabored, right? So I like a shortcut version. I make olive focaccia rolls. They're about 4 inches in diameter. Everyone gets their own or three. And I use pearls, black ripe olives, and pimento stuffed queen olives. Now, these little focaccias, they are really simple to make, but they are so beautiful on the table. And the freshness of the olives instantly upgrades your bread basket. Now, I'm a California girl, and I'm loyal to my state. Pearls is America's favorite olives for good reason. They're California-grown black ripe olives. They're Mediterranean-grown specialties like Kalamata. My personal favorite, the blue cheese stuffed. Pearls has an olive for every occasion. They're also a family-owned company, which I really appreciate. So know that when you share Pearls with family and friends, you're sharing the best. So look for Pearls olives, and then grab or seal and take all the credit for this focaccia recipe. You must try it. The recipe is posted at dailylounge.com.
We will go there, and we will get that recipe. Sounds good to me. Jamie, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Happy spring to you, Paul.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.